Good evening. Last night we discussed it. We raised an issue. If a person has a clothing that is shatnez, is it muktzah on Shabbos? Could they move that? Yeah, you have that Hugo Boss suit that you know has linen in the collar. Can you move that suit? Is it muktzah? Is it not muktzah? So we mentioned there is machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that indeed it is considered muktzah, and that suit, if you know that it has shatnez in it, can't be moved even. It's considered like a rock, it's considered like a stick, like a leaf. It's absolutely muktzah. What happens if, let's say, Shlomo Zalman points out, what happens if you know there's just like one little tiny bit of shatnez in one place that's very easy to take out? Maybe sort of like if there is shatnez in this suit, it's just one lining in the collar. Maybe there, that might be different because it's so easy to take out. So Shlomo Zalman says, in that case, it's not really clear. Maybe it wouldn't be muktzah. He says, you know what it's like? It's like a few other cases. What would be if you bought a new kitchen item, which is, of course, a klisha melachtol heter, it's mutter to, you know, a bowl or a spoon or a fork, but it wasn't yet brought to the mikveh, it wasn't toveled yet. So is that kli? It's a fork. Forks aren't muktzah, but if it's an untoveled fork, would that therefore make it muktzah? Or you could have something similar. You could have a, you know, fleishka fork that you, a fleishka spoon that you stirred the macaroni and cheese, and it's a treif spoon now. So also, is that spoon considered muktzah? Are you allowed to move it for, again, not to eat with because it's not a kosher spoon at this point, not to serve the food in because the kili didn't get tefillas kalim yet, but could you move those around? So those cases, all those three cases, again, if you have a case of shatnez that it's very easy to remove, or an untoveled kli, or an unkashered kli. In those three scenarios, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure whether it's going to be muktzah or not muktzah, because it's so easy to fix. It's not like you distance yourself up, put it out of your mind. It's so easy to fix. Just drop it in a pot of boiling water, drop it in a mikveh, just remove that, you know, just a thread or a little bit of lining. Maybe that's a little bit more difficult. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure about those cases. Okay, let's go to another. The next sif in the Shulchan Aruch talks about another halacha regarding muktzah. It's a little hard to figure out exactly what he's talking about, but I'll read it to you. Mutil l'taltel, it's permitted to move a menifa. Anyone know what a menifa is? Very good. Yeah, okay. B'Shabbos l'havriach zvuvim, to chase away the flies. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm not sure if it could be a fan. Mishnah Berurah says, why? Even though it's a klisha malachtul iser, you do an iser with it. If it's a fan, I'm not sure why it should be an iser. I'm not talking about electric fans. Shulchan Aruch lived 400 years ago. I'm talking about a fan, so why should that be a klisha malachtul iser? So I'm not sure exactly what he's assuming, unless he's assuming it's like a fly swatter. Maybe it's like a fly swatter. So fly swatter, which is used to kill flies, the halacha is if something's used to do a malacha, does that make it muktzah? Yes, but that muktzah is permitted, letzarach gufo umakomo, for some other usable use for this item. So for example, you have if you have a pen is a klisha melachtol iser, so you could use the pen to scratch your back. If you have a hammer, it's a klisha melachtol iser, so you could use the hammer to open up your coconut, because that's using it for some permitted use. So if you have this fly swatter, which is normally used to kill the flies, which is an iser, let's assume an iser tzaser, to kill flies on Shabbos, it might not be also daraisa because it's not letzarach gufo. You don't want the dead fly to be used. You just want to get rid of the flies. So let's assume it's aser to kill flies, but to use it to swat the flies just to get them away, not to actually kill them, that would be an alternate use of this klisha malachta le'iser, and therefore it should be okay. That's the next halach in the Shulchan Aruch. One further halach in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch then talks about a broom. Now, brooms are complicated halachically because there might be an issue of what happens when you, in the olden days when they had dirt floors, so there were bumps in the floor, there were uneven floors. When you would sweep the floor, that could often, again, it's not your intention to smooth out the bumps, but it could often smooth out the bumps, as shvuyeh gumos, and that could be like, which malacha? Which malacha would that be? Bona?
Bona?
I think it's like Chorish, no?
Depending if it's in the house.
Right, if it's in the house, it could be Bon. If it's outside, it could be Chorish. Okay, could be. So what's the rule with, so our broom's mukta, right? Your wife asks you, sweetheart, could you please sweep the floor? What are you going to say? Chas v'shalom, I'd love to, sweetheart, but the rabbi said, we're not allowed to touch, I'm not even allowed to touch a broom. You have to do it. No, that doesn't really help. So we have to go back and talk about the halachos of sweeping. So when it comes to sweeping, the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to sweeping, again, talking about dirt floors, Shulchan Aruch says, Asu l'chabed habayis. It's prohibited to l'chabed is to sweep the floor, unless the floor is merutzaf. Merutzaf means lined. You know, there's a flooring there, whether it's linoleum, whether it's tile, whether it's carpet. So if it's carpeted linoleum tile, then you don't sweep carpet. You sweep, let's say, linoleum or tiles. That's permitted. However, you're not allowed to sweep, of course, a dirt floor because you might smooth out the dirt. The Yesh Matin Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, has another opinion that it's mutter even if it's dirt. Why? Because it's not necessarily going to happen. That's not your intention. You just want to clear the dirt away. You don't necessarily want to even anything out. So the Ramah there says, no. That was the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, Yesh Machmirun Afil Bimerutzaf. This is how we paskin. It's prohibited to sweep floors, even if the floors are tiled. Even if you have a real floor down, it's prohibited to sweep the floors. That is the Psak of the Ramah, that is what we follow. However, the Poskim do say that if the whole neighborhood, or the whole area, everybody in your whole area has proper flooring in your houses, so then we're not going to be worried about this problem of something, you know, if I just do it on my floor, it's us, because you might see me sweeping in my house, you'll go sweep in your house, we have a dirt floor, that would be a problem. But if the whole neighborhood, like, for example, our neighborhood, and many other neighborhoods in America, and any other civilized places in the world, where everybody has flooring, so there, this Ramah does not apply, this Halach, the Shulchan Aruch, does not apply to us anymore, and therefore you are permitted to sweep the floors, if it's not dirt, because we're not worried that anyone's going to do it to their floor. However, where does this yes come up? This comes up in terms of sukkahs. So you build your sukkah on a patio. I build my sukkah in my backyard. Wait a second, your patio has either cement or has wood flooring. My backyard has dirt or grass. So we're not all the same. If I go to your sukkah and I see you sweeping your wooden patio floor, your concrete patio floor, I'm going to go to my sukkah in my backyard and start sweeping the dirt. So in that case, halach lamais, I believe, it would be usur to sweep the floor of a sukkah. Even if you happen to, yes, have a floor, proper flooring with wood or concrete, on Shabbos it would be usur, on Yom Tov also it would be usur to sweep the floor of a sukkah based on this halacha of sweeping. Of course, kolman, you can do whatever you want, but sweeping the floor of the sukkah, even if you do have proper flooring, should be us, or based on this, Ramah.